folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. My guest across the way is the lovely and talented high school teacher, Miss Katie White. How you doing, Katie?
Hey, I'm well, Bruce. How about you?
I'm doing very well as well. Thank you very much for asking.
Good morning, listeners.
So, I had. By the way, you'll appreciate this story, as a person who occasionally has to organize things, right?
Occasionally.
And so I had a guest scheduled to be on. You understand that I called you very late.
Oh yeah, that's all right.
Contacted you late. I had a guest for a month and a half have planned to be on the show this morning, and we could go ahead and talk about him all we want because he's out of town.
He's out of town.
I planned for a month and a half, long time, and Lamar, our friend Lamar,
yes, torn and frayed,
Rattle Watch. We were going to do the Rattle Watch show. We were going to talk about Rattle Watch. Well, that's been put off a month because apparently they don't have it ready to come out. But so it gives me the opportunity to chat with you in a live format. The last time we've had you on the show, actually the only time we had you on the show, was in a taped format as a
in
teacher.
In the can.
Yeah, in the can. And as a teacher, you work this time of day, and today you're just not working, right?
That's correct. We have the day off.
Has Fairfield had the King Day off? It seems like some schools used to take the day off and some didn't. And Fairfield's always done it, haven't they?
Fairfield has always done it as long as I've been there, and that's been since, I've been in the county teaching since 96, fall of 96.
Yeah. Again, welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you,
but
Bruce.
But the other thing talking with Katie this morning has, I'm told that we are not, I'm not interviewing her today. Today's our travelogue show
Today
we're going to do a travelogue show. We're going to talk about each other. We're going to talk to each other, interview each other on recent travels. And also upcoming travels. Before we get to recent travels with you and I and separately, tell me a little bit about how's the kids group getting ready for the Spanish club trip.
Well, they're very excited. We're still going. I know that some people were kind of concerned that because Paris is on our itinerary, we're actually going to Madrid, then up to Barcelona, and then to Paris.
And did you get some concern to some parents?
I did have a little bit, but not really, because they understand, that it's a world-class city.
Yeah.
I mean, if this can happen in San Bernardino, California, or this can happen anywhere. And, it's just like they just keep going. And the Parisians, of course, as you know, are pretty resilient.
Sure.
And they just keep going. I mean, to not go would be, saying you can't be foolish, but I think, it will have died down by the time we go in June. So going the second week of June.
I hate to use the cliche, but I mean, this begs the cliche. You don't want to let the terrorists win.
You don't want to let the terrorists win. And think about New York City, what a bind they would have been in. They depend on that tourism.
Yeah.
And, it's a good opportunity for the young people to see, how a world-class city bounces back after, an event like that.
Did you hear anything? Did you have conversations with your tour folks?
I did talk with them, and then I made sure that they have a peace of mind program, the company that I use. In fact, that's a standard in student travel.
Really?
This is a new program. I should say new since 9/11. It's really not that new, I guess. But since the events occurred in 9/11, a lot of people naturally, if you go to these big cities, are worried about terroristic events. Of course, Madrid had the train bombing,
right?
The Renfe train bombing, not too long after.
That's probably 04, 05.
Oh yeah, something like that. 04, 05, and
followed by the London bombing, like in 06.
Exactly, where the professor.
Yeah, where Steve was.
Steve was, but anyway. These world-class cities are hubs of tourism for, thousands and thousands of students travel there all the time, and millions of people are there. So anyway, they have a peace of mind program where you you, it's kind of an insurance policy that says if there's a terroristic event or it's deemed unsafe.
I misunderstood what you meant by peace of mind program.
It's a peace of mind program that when they enroll with any this tour company that I'm using, and actually it's become a standard now, an industry standard in student travel, that they, if there is an event, they won't be charged for that, or there will be a replacement.
Kind of like a force majeure program or something.
Yes,
like
sort of. Yes. Yes, exactly.
When you mentioned a peace of mind program, I thought you meant maybe they have sent stuff out to potential tourists saying, look, this is still okay.
Yes, so they do actually.
Give folks peace of mind.
Some reassurance. Yeah, they're pretty good about contacting, and they talked to they sent me an email almost immediately after that. And they reassured, you know, the sponsors.
So now that email you probably saw and sent, hey, look, this is a great one to send to the parents.
Okay.
Send to the parents and send to the students.
Yeah, and I talked with the students and I said, if you're afraid, don't worry so much about that. If it becomes like, if it's not safe, even though that's such a highlight for most of the ones going, that's going to be the highlight for them. That
the trip to Paris?
Yeah, I'm trying to convince them that it won't be. It's Madrid or Barcelona, because I'm the Spanish teacher. But, hey, you know,
I've never been to Paris, but I thought Barcelona was the bee's knee.
Fantastic. Yeah. So they'll see. Hopefully they'll love something about all of it. But,
sure.
But they're really looking forward to the Eiffel Tower.
The last time we talked, this was almost a year away.
Yes.
And now that we're talking, it's five months away.
It's getting here quickly.
How many kids do you end up having the ghost?
I've got nine.
You've got nine. So, and
no boys, all girls. This is going to be an interesting experience. Well, not in my group. I don't have any boys in my group. See, they combine us with other groups from other schools.
Uh-huh.
And to make a combined group of 35, because we get a charter bus.
Sure.
That goes around the city, and it's a guided tour. I mean, we have a tour guide that's, you know, multilingual with us at all times.
What other schools? I mean, Southern Illinois schools, or schools from around the country, or what?
One time we were with a group from around Springfield, and that was the closest we got to a Southern Illinois school. But actually, no, they combine you with whomever wants to go on that itinerary for that particular time. It could be from North Carolina. It could be from California.
What a great program.
It's a great experience for them to meet kids from other areas, and oftentimes that becomes the highlight.
What's the are you raising funds, or is that done on more of a private basis, or how's
well,
that done?
There are some that they're very, very busy students,
yeah,
and they've opted to kind of lay back and raise their own and kind of lay back on some of the things. But we haven't pressed the community too terribly much yet. We did the Fun Fest. We did very well at the Fun Fest.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to like whenever I was in grade school, the basketball team, we always like sold shampoo or something like that.
Shampoo. Yeah.
It was.
You know, actually, that's not a bad idea.
We sold shampoo one year.
Shampoo.
Which was,
wow.
Which was.
And how long ago was that, Bruce?
There's a reason people haven't sold shampoo in 40 years.
Were you stuck with a bunch of shampoo at the Dickey house?
This was 35, 40 years ago.
How much shampoo did Anita Dickey buy?
She still has some.
Oh my gosh, it's in the guest closet. Note to self, if I stay with Anita, do not use the shampoo unless I want to remove some hair.
Sold shampoo for a couple of years.
Did you do light bulbs and trash bags?
I don't remember ever selling
light bulbs and trash bags. That's useful, though.
Do folks actually do other fundraisers using light bulbs and trash bags?
There's a company that you can sell household items like that. And actually, I think some people would probably appreciate that.
Really?
Other than some tchotchkes or... You know, I try not to do the tchotchke route.
I'm sitting here trying to remember the name of the shampoo, and it looked like Prel.
Prel.
It looked just like Prel.
That will strip your hair.
But it was like an off name of Prel, like Drell.
Like Drell. Brel.
Yeah, some awful Krell. It's like a Klingon name. You know, it's like
Krell.
It was some terrible name. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. We didn't do much.
If you like Prel, you'll really love Drell. Wasn't there a band from Texas, Archie Bell and the Drells?
There you go. Archie
what
Bell.
Is a Drell exactly?
I don't know. Well, if you play for Archie.
I guess so. It's his own word.
I don't know.
there's got to be a definition to that. Somebody should just, you know, Google that and get back with us.
Probably something.
Some of our Facebook folks. And by the way, I've got to give a shout out to
you're
to the oil patch to BC out there.
Yeah.
There's your shout out.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Doug Dickey.
Doug's listening this morning.
And Perry Simpson.
Is Doug listening this morning or is he going to listen later?
I don't know if he's going to listen to us later, but he should because he's the one that came up with this idea. I polled
the
Facebook viewers.
Do you realize it hasn't happened yet?
No, but this is what happens. We just meander off. Folks, just strap in. It's going to be a wild ride.
At some point, I'm going to talk about it. At some point, you're going to get me to talk about my trip, aren't you?
I am.
You know, I got to tell you, I can't imagine. You can almost hear the radios clicking off out there right now.
Let's hope not. Come on,
Let's
folks.
Hope not.
We're going to get Bruce to reveal his secret trip.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change. Somebody told me when I came, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank done it this way. Look at
well, folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Katie White sitting across the way. Appreciate you tuning in today. Katie and I are just chatting back and forth about the things going on with her students as well as their, they've got all kinds of their trips coming up. So you went over the holidays down to the Florida Keys.
I did. I went to Key West.
Tell me about that.
Well,
I've never been to Florida. So,
really, Bruce?
Yeah, I've never been.
You haven't lived.
Never been to south of Georgia there.
I'd say that it's pretty warm. It was very warm.
Actually, on that direction, I don't think I've ever been south of Atlanta.
You've never been south of Atlanta?
No.
Wow.
Other, you know, you could go off to the other side, and I've been to New Orleans several times, in
sure.
Mississippi. But
well, see, then you've been south.
but that close to the coast, I don't go.
No, it's pretty hot down in Key West during the holiday. I would advise definitely going to Key West, but don't go during New Year's.
Really?
Unless you love mayhem, chaos, and crowds.
How was the weather?
The weather was beautiful. It was warm.
Did they get the 11 inches of rain down there that we got here in Fairfield?
No. They got some rain, but not 11 inches of rain.
Okay, that's good.
But yeah, I mean, I didn't see any of the really beautiful Florida sunsets, like with the oranges and the pinks, but I did see some. It was kind of cloudy. It was in the 80s in the daytime, and then there were a couple of days where it was a little cooler, and that was nice.
So did you go, what is it, Land's End, I guess is what it's called, out on the to the west? I mean, they call it Key West anyway.
Key West, the southernmost point.
Southernmost point,
States.
But there's also the farthest west point of Florida, right, that you can
right.
You look straight over the the Gulf. Is it the same place? The farthest south, is it also the farthest west in Florida, or the farthest west down there in the bottom part?
I think so. I think so.
So you did.
But maybe someone can correct me on that.
You did go to the southernmost point, then.
I did, and I went to the southernmost
of
point.
Of the continental, no, what?
The continental U.S. Well, you know, they have these houses where they compete for the title.
Really?
Of the southernmost point, or the southernmost house, rather.
Southernmost house.
The southernmost house in the United States, and there was a house that was just a little farther up. So then they, instead of making the other house change their name from the southernmost house, they just became the southernmost house in the United States. So that was maybe gracious, so they didn't have to change all their literature.
Did you buy a flag? Did you bring me a flag back from the Conch Republic?
Oh, man. No. I didn't know you
did. You go
collected
to
them.
Absolutely. Did you go to the headquarters there, the Conch Republic?
The Conch Republic, and I think it's called Sloppy Joe's.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You did go to that place.
I did go to Sloppy Joe's. And, you know, actually, there was a bar that he actually went to. We're talking about Hemingway, of course, is famous for frequenting a bar called Sloppy Joe's. But actually, he was really more famous for another bar, and that was the one that he actually frequented mostly.
Where did he go mostly in Key West?
Oh gosh, you would have to ask me that. But it's not far from Sloppy Joe's. But what happened is the original bar owner, they were going to raise his rent by $1 a week, which was, you know, exorbitant in those times, and so that's why they moved the other bar. So it's there are bars everywhere. Everywhere.
I was gonna say, there's bars all over the place.
Everywhere, every 3 feet. I mean, everywhere you go. It's really, if you like people watching, you like chaos and mayhem, definitely go during the holidays, after Christmas.
Are there people in the streets all the time or
all
something?
All the time.
Really?
All the time. But, you know, they weren't necessarily in the streets, but they did close off. I was staying in Duval, on Duval Street.
Okay.
Which is, you know, a pretty famous street in Key
sure,
West.
Sure, sure.
And they closed it off for New Year's. And it was just a big street party, and that was kind of fun, but it was wall-to-wall people.
And had the fireworks and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, amazing costumes. And
really?
You know.
Had parades and stuff?
Had parades. It looked kind of like Gay Pride Day.
Really?
In parts of Duval.
Key West is one of the...
it is a gay-friendly city.
A gay-friendly city. One of the most gay-friendly cities, I presume.
I think so,
in the United States,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was pretty neat to see all the cool costumes. And it was a very festive atmosphere. So, anyway, I'm going to turn the tables to you, Bruce.
I wondered when you were going to try to
what
take
are
over.
You... The minute I can get a word in edgewise with you, Bruce. What did you do for New Year's? Where were you with who, you know?
I was with my
who you were with?
Brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Dodie and I were spent the New Year in Dublin, Ireland.
Can't beat that.
And it was a good time. We were in it's a historic city. We walked by the church that St. Patrick, where he started getting angry with snakes.
I was going to say the Blessed Stone of Clonricarde.
That's exactly right. We walked by that church.
That's great.
Rode by that church.
And what year did this occur?
Yeah, that was like 1250 or something. In the 11th or the 13th century, maybe.
Somewhere in there.
St. Patrick. We didn't stop really and take a look.
Wow.
We drove by it and then rode by it in a taxi cab on the way to Guinness. And then we rode back by it in a hansom cab.
Oh, and a
on the way
cab.
Back.
Okay.
Because we couldn't get a taxi cab.
Interesting.
And a horse drawn.
A horse drawn.
Drove up and yeah, it was raining. So yeah, that was really cold.
Did it rain often?
Not too much. Just on New Year's Day.
Was it very bitter cold?
Dublin?
What was the temperature like?
It was not bad. It was 40s.
40s?
Yeah.
Did it feel colder, though, being on,
No.
It didn't?
No, it gets dark really early.
Oh.
You know, here it gets dark at 4:30 or something over the New Year's probably. There it's getting dark at 3:30.
Wow.
It gets dark so early because they are at such a higher latitude.
Latitude. And time difference?
Dublin and England are on the same clock. They're 6 hours ahead of us.
They're
here.
6 hours.
So whenever, say, New Year's Eve, I was watching the Alabama and Michigan State game. Actually, I was watching the Clemson game for the during.
Of course,
during the turn of the century, or turn of the year, whenever the clock struck midnight, I was in a They turned the channel. We were not in a public house. We were at a hotel. Well, yeah, kind of. I guess. It was a hotel bar / public house / nightclub.
Wow.
And we got there and got a table at like 9 o'clock and claimed our table. And it was just perfect.
Perfect.
We were right next to a TV. You see where that speaker is? That's where the TV was.
Oh, so you were very close.
And I asked if they had, if they could get American football on the television, because I knew that the semifinals were going right at that time.
Oh, they were aware of it.
And our bartender knew how to get to ESPN, and we watched football. Yeah, wow. We rang in the new year while American football. Well, they turned the channel with like 10 minutes to go till the new year because they went to the Irish people. They went to their local stations to ring in the new year.
So instead of dropping a ball, did they drop a pint of Guinness? A giant pint of Guinness
who was it singing? There was some local band.
Patty Noonan and his grand band?
Some U2 type of.
A U2.
Yeah, it was just some local guys. It was a rock band. And they stopped and brought in the new year, and then the rock band started going again. This was apparently like 3 blocks from where we were.
Wow.
The television studio and all these people out in the middle of the road.
Oh, and you're here. You are inside.
we're inside.
And you missed it,
which was fine. That was fine. Perfect. It was just perfect. So the Dublin thing. You get to town, right? First thing you do, you get off the plane, and cabs come. There's a line of cabs that take us down to our hotel, right? They can determine pretty quickly whether you're an American or not.
Oh, and how is that?
They love Americans, for one thing. Well, for us, it was talk to us one time.
Well, yeah, and we open our mouths.
Sound, and size, for that matter.
yes, and size.
Because
they're diminutive
Americans,
in stature.
Americans are bigger than everybody else.
We are.
We are bigger people. And if you travel, you'll see it in Europe when you go over there.
Oh, yeah, I feel like a giant when I go there.
The Americans are bigger.
At 5'4" and a half, I am a giant.
The first thing they ask as an American, realizing you're an American. So, are you here to get drunk?
So, and your answer?
And I said, no, we're here to visit the people
and here
enjoy
to
the
visit
country.
Enjoy the sights.
Enjoy the sights.
We're here to go to Mass.
They ask you, so they drive us. This guy took kind of the circuit route to take us downtown. He showed us different things, and we saw the Jameson Distillery, which we weren't able to get to. We wanted to get to the Jameson Distillery, but we didn't make it. But we did make the Guinness Brewery, and the Guinness Brewery was just a real blast. It's the tallest building in Dublin.
Wow.
Dublin,
not the cathedral.
No. Dublin is 1,000 years old, right? Or something.
Oh,
like
at
that.
Least.
Several hundred years old. And they have buildings that are basically, they won't, I don't know if they have rules against letting
build
them taller or something. There's nothing taller than like 5 or 6, 7 stories. So,
well, that's all over Europe. You'll see that all over the place. Except in the financial districts.
Yeah, London, they go bigger than that.
They do, yeah.
But so we were there, and the tallest building basically was the Guinness factory. And the Guinness factory, the inside part of it, is built to resemble the largest pint glass in the world.
Oh, wow.
It's a gigantic pint glass.
So is it conical in shape?
Well, like pint glasses.
Sort of. Kind of like graduated.
It's cylindrical. Moving out and then coming back in like a pint glass
does at
the top.
Oh, yeah, like a curvy pint glass.
Like a curved Guinness.
Like a Guinness pint glass.
And that's what it's built like. And they have the top of it is kind of.
I have no idea.
The top of it is kind of demarked off where the proper placement of the foam
would be.
Oh, and
that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
The measurement, there are people that get paid to measure that you're pouring a proper pint.
You're absolutely right.
The weights and measures people.
They have they had classes during this tour on how to pour the proper pint. Oh. And they would give you certificates for them.
Oh, wow. Did you obtain such
certificates? It was going to take
about...
No, we were going to have to wait in line.
Oh.
We had
Bruce Dickey, you have it here, is not a line sitter.
Yeah, you do know that.
Yes.
I'm not that good at lines. And so... But Dinah already had a certificate, so I thought
you've already got an expert with you in the group.
That's exactly right.
So,
and actually, I don't much care for Guinness. I'm not a big fan of the beer
of a black and
of
tan
the stout. I like black and tan, but I like the tan part a lot better than the black part.
Yes.
So the black and tan would be the mixing of the Bass Ale. I didn't see now that you
did
mentioned,
you not see much Bass.
I
beer?
Didn't see much Bass Ale either in England or in Ireland.
Wow.
Now that you mention it, I'm just sitting here thinking about it. I never saw
That's
one.
That's an iconic Irish beer here.
I never saw a Bass Ale.
That's my cousin, Jeff Hendrickson. If you're listening, that's your favorite beer, Bass beer.
I never saw it. I never. Wow. Now that you mention it,
interesting.
It just pops into my head. Bass Ale was non-existent. There were a lot of Smittick.
Oh,
a lot
okay.
of Harp.
Oh, Harp, yeah,
a
of
lot
course.
A lot of... Yeah, you get to the English
kind
ones,
of but, like the English.
But anyway, my point is, I got away from it when we were driving in. He determines real quickly if you're an American or an Englishman because they don't like the English.
Oh,
and it also changes the tour quite a bit.
Oh,
because,
I'm sure.
Because if you're English, you don't get. This is where the hated English were. This is where that. This is where the hated English killed this guy. This is where the hated English killed this guy. This is where the hated English did this thing. This is where we kicked the hated English out of the country.
Out of the country.
Yeah. This is where the kicking took place. You don't get that. You don't get that if you're English.
Hence the term the fighting Irish.
That's exactly right. And you know, visiting Dublin, there weren't too many English people visiting.
Really? They don't feel welcome. I wonder why.
It's a even though England's right there,
it's
and
a very, yeah,
80
it's
million
very close.
People in England, 5 million people in Ireland. English people don't go there because they don't like them.
Wow, that's a shame.
Now, the Irish folks will tell you that, oh, we love the English since we kicked their butts out. Yeah. They're all for
they're great
that.
Now.
But actually, no, they don't. They still hold. It took me about 30
still
seconds.
Hold a grudge.
It took me about 30 seconds of talking to two or three cab drivers for them to, we do still hold a grudge. Sure, we do. We still have a chip on their shoulder.
Sure.
I said, you knocked them out of here 95 years ago. What do you still care
about? Well, that's still
about
within
it?
The recent collective memory, though, for the country.
I said, I told him we did the same thing 250 years ago. We don't have a problem
we
with
don't,
them.
We love it. We love England.
Yeah,
you know, Maggie Thatcher smoothed it over.
Oh, there's Americans who love the royals, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah, we're crazy about
that. I don't
that.
Understand that either.
You know, I think it's just because we don't have that here. You know, that's... We like the pomp
what
and
are you
circumstance
talking about?
Since
we've
the
got
Kennedys.
Like, we've got dynastic Bushes and Clintons going all over the place.
You know that's true. That's true after watching the Democratic debate.
I meant to play, by the way. I forgot to get to it. I meant to get this one going since we were talking about it earlier.
I'm Archie Bell and the Drells. They're from Houston, Texas.
Are they from Houston? Is that what you saw?
Here you go. Listen.
Hi, everybody. I'm Archie Bell and the Drells. Of Houston, Texas.
See, there you go.
We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want.
You name know, that tune, everybody.
We just started a new dance called the Tighten Up.
I believe they can name it now.
I think we just had the name that tune moment.
We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these words.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got to take care of me. Whiskey River, take my River, don't run dry. You're all I got to take care of me. I'm drowning
every mind the wetness of its soul. Feeling the amber current flowing from my mind, and warm and empty heart you left so cold.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. It just got cold in here. You feel it getting a little cold?
I felt that cool breeze. That was Marilyn Sanders that just walked by.
I see what you did there. That's pretty good. I like that. She's walked out. I don't know where she is. But welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I'm going to tune, I'm going to leave that one going because this is the one with Stay in It also.
Yes.
I like that.
That's one of my favorites.
Katie White is my guest today, and we've just been doing travelogging. Were you wanting to still continue to take
I
over
do.
The conversation
I
here?
I want
to
hear about England and
we
were some of the highlights for you in England?
We spent a couple of days in London, which was...
World-class city,
and went walking around, had a wonderful time in London. We ate at a restaurant that was 33, this is at the top of the Shard. There is a building called the Shard. It looks like a shard of glass.
Shard of glass, yes.
And we ate at a restaurant up at the top of the Shard, which was a seafoody type of place. And it was too bad. It was a bit of a foggy day.
Oh, too bad. So you couldn't really see out to the Thames.
No, but we saw that. I mean, heck, it was right next to the... We probably could only see like 3 or 4 or 5 miles as opposed to the 30 or 40.
The 30 or 40 that
you would
see.
Otherwise, 400 feet up in the air, be able to see. And that's fun. So we had really good food there. And I went to, that was the day that Jason Edgington and I also visited the Tower of London.
Oh, which is fascinating.
The Tower of London's incredible.
Oh, yeah. I've been there myself, so we should tell the listeners what they can expect if they go to the Tower of London.
What was your favorite part?
Oh, the tour of by the beefeaters, the way things were told by the guards, the beefeaters.
See, I didn't see that. I didn't get a yeoman tour.
We didn't. Yeah, you missed out.
We didn't get a yeoman tour.
Oh,
we went over there to get one, but it was going to be about a half an hour away, and so
No, I'm not a line sitter. No. I'm Bruce Dickey.
I'm not that bad. I'm pretty bad, but I'm not that bad.
You know, the yeoman warder tour to me, and the raven, the guy that holds the ravens, that takes care of the ravens. I just thought it was all great.
Did they have, when you were there, did they have the plays out in, not plays, but basically the folks, the reenactors out there in the middle of the courtyard?
They did somewhat, yes, but I also liked the tour of the armor, the room where that they had the armor.
The reenactors thing kind of threw Edge off because he hadn't seen that before. He'd been there. This was his second time to the Tower, and he said, "That's just weird," because they were reenacting Richard III. They were reenacting the bad Christmas, the winter of discontent.
And you know, actually, they show that, well, at least on the Yeoman Warder tour that I took, they showed the stairwell where he allegedly Richard III disposed of his darling.
The
stairwell where he found them.
Well, they found them how many, 400 years later?
Yes, yes.
350 years later, they found the trunk.
Yes.
Containing the two children.
The two children. And, of course, I'm sure there was a great buzz. Was there a great buzz about finding Richard III's body?
I think he was the one that was malformed. I think they're over that.
They're over it now.
Yeah, because I was kind of waiting for somebody to mention, hey, by the way, we just found his body 3 years ago. Well, they found it 3 years ago.
Did they put him in the Abbey? Westminster Abbey.
Yes, he is. He's been moved.
Oh, he's despicable.
Well, they put him in. I mean, he's a
royal.
He's a royal. He's a ruler.
For the good, the bad, and the ugly.
There you go.
But what was your favorite part of the Tower of London?
I got to tell you, I feel bad that I really kind of enjoyed the I enjoyed where the prisons parts where they kept Raleigh for 20 years or however.
Oh yeah,
they had the Sir Walter Raleigh,
really kind of a luxurious apartment.
Had a nice little apartment there.
Yeah.
And the other tower where they kept hundreds of prisoners over the years who wrote on the walls,
mm-hmm.
and you could see what they had written on the walls, basically. send these people to hell for keeping me here. I was really fascinated with the armory.
Yes.
They had the big cannonballs and the cannon that they have defended,
yes,
it with. And I didn't realize until I got there that nobody had ever really attacked it except one time. The Tower of London was built as a bastion, impenetrable fortress, mm-hmm. and was never attacked.
Really,
by foreigners.
Did they have the crown jewels there when you were there? They also, I saw that too, and that was really cool. But
we got there. It opened at 10. We got there about 10:30. Got inside about 10:30, and first thing we did, we just went straight to the crown jewels because we knew the way that the tours go. If you'd have waited on the tour, you'd have been about 2 hours into the tour before you get to the crown jewels.
To the crown jewels.
And by that time, there would have been lines, just huge.
And Bruce Dickey, as we know, folks, is not a line sitter. Notice how he is preoccupied with lines.
We voided the line. We got there and just rolled right through and saw the crown jewels.
And the train kept a rolling.
The coolest part. Now, you might think, all right, you've got all these crown jewels, right? There's hugely beautiful crown jewels, if you're into that kind of thing. If you're into
jewels.
I think
the Star of India is there.
Yeah. They had a reproduction of it, but it was there. I thought the coolest thing was the gigantic punch bowl.
Yeah.
They had, do you remember the golden punch bowl?
The golden punch bowl.
The gigantic golden punch bowl that was built like in 1820 for King George IV, whenever he got married. And they built a punch bowl. So you think, oh, well, you know, a nice punch bowl. So you think folks see silver punch bowls from time to time.
Oh, sure.
See golden punch. I've never seen a golden punch bowl. Well, that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
How about a golden punch bowl that is 4 feet wide and holds 144 bottles of wine?
That's incredible.
That was
144
bottles of wine.
12 cases.
A gross. A gross of wine. Would fit.
Yeah, a gross of wine.
A gross of wine fits in the punch bowl.
That's amazing.
I thought that was the coolest thing.
How many Budweisers would that take?
I can do the math in my head. You're looking at about 400.
Yeah, that's amazing.
400 or more.
You could drink on that all week.
I've had some
parties.
That's
quite a party. You know, that's quite a party.
But yeah, they had these. They had the gold punch bowl, and they had all the other golden accoutrements, mm-hmm. that went with it. And first of all, how are you going to carry a gold punch bowl that's 4 feet wide?
How many people would it take? You'd have to carry it empty and then fill it there.
If all right, knockwood, and hopefully the British Secret Service aren't listening. If I'm going to steal something from the Crown Jewel building, it's the punch bowl.
It's the punch bowl. Wow.
That is the coolest thing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Other folks might have liked the scepters.
I thought the orbs
were cool.
Yeah, the orb and the scepter, and then there's some.
But see, that all
pieces.
Makes no sense to me. That
I think it's a girl thing.
The whole monarchy makes no sense to me. And I think I angered my sister-in-law whenever I was a little bit. I might have been a little disrespectful.
Were you mocking?
I might have mocked.
Just a little.
A little. Once or twice.
No.
Yeah. And probably not as good a guest as I should have been.
Oh, no, you weren't the ugly American, were you?
No, first? I didn't say you guys did everything wrong, and we kicked your, we saved
Tiny.
Your, we saved your, what is it?
We and
saved
we pulled your butt out
W-W-2,
of the fire.
W-W-2, is that what they said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say such things. I wouldn't
That's
say
good.
Such things.
That's good. That would be a cultural taboo.
Exactly right. But yeah, I was fun.
That's great.
It was a good time. I did enjoy, you know, you asked me what I enjoyed otherwise about the tower. I really liked out there where they the statue where they chopped their heads off. I feel
you know,
horrified.
It's morbid, but it
I
is
feel
fascinating.
Horrified that yeah, this is where it happened.
And do you think that
and they
maybe
had they had the block in there and everything? It was the coolest thing.
It's the coolest thing.
The block where the people laid their heads down and off
and
you go.
And you see the marks.
Which makes, you know, we've talked, me and Lynn have talked about, they sold the Charlie Berger noose or whatever it was the
yes.
other day. Last month or 2 months ago. And going there and seeing where it was actually happening, it kind of understands the, it's kind of ghoulish.
It is ghoulish, but it's
ghastly.
History.
But that it's 900 years of history.
It's a little
it's
macabre.
Fun walking through. It's fun walking on steps that have been there for 900 to 1,000 years.
Well, and I think that we have some background. I think as an American, we have considerable background knowledge. You know, we study about the monarchy and in
sure.
history and in literature and
sure.
some of those plays. Like Richard III was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
remake movie was yeah. fantastic. But
the McKellen movie?
Yeah, the Ian McKellen movie.
Yeah.
I think that we have some background knowledge, so it makes sense to us when we see it. You're like, oh, yeah, I know about this story.
But the whole thing that doesn't make sense is that people worship. They worship these people. And it makes no sense to me that as an American, other people worship other people.
Well,
it makes
no
sense to me.
I think since they've kind of handed over some of the leadership with, you know, Will and Kate, everybody is fascinated with that. But, you know, there was a period of time when they were really quite down on the monarchy
yeah.
over Diana.
Yeah, 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah,
probably,
so maybe things are changing.
I don't know. I could tell. I could continue telling stories about this for a long time.
Well, we should have a part two, part dos, parte dos.
Thank you so much, Katie, for coming
Thanks,
out.
Thanks, Bruce. It was fun.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today.